property investment with a twist and the keys to finding equity in your investment. PropertyWise.
Welcome back to PropertyWise. Ben Smith here with you, and great to be back with you again for another episode, our last episode for 2013. And this week, we're going to break from the usual format, and we're going to just feature an interview and update with Gary Morgan from Coldwell Banker Property Direct. Bob's not with us this week. He's out fishing, lucky him, on a fishing charter. Let's get straight into the headline news. Again, we're going to have two sections of news this week, small snippet at the start and a small snippet at the end. Over to the headline news.
Welcome to another edition of PropertyWise News. This week, we focus on the property market's end to 2013 and what some industry experts say we can expect in the new year. We also take a look at how recent changes in lenders' mortgage insurance could affect some investing in the property market. Figures released by the Australian Bureau of Statistics revealed that the value of building approvals for the month of October reached record levels. According to CommSec, the numbers show the industry is on the move, and housing construction is taking over from mining as the driver of economic growth. The stock brokerage firm said in trend terms, the value of building approvals hit a record high of $7.61 billion in October, with residential building also at record highs. The number of apartment approvals also hit record highs in the month. Dwelling approvals fell by 1.8% in October, after rising by 6.9% in September, with approvals now up 23.1% over the year. What CommSec said in a nutshell was that the construction of new homes is now coming up to meet demand, meaning prices are being pushed down and interest rates are likely to stay low. Stockbroker and wealth management firm RBS Morgans agreed, saying interest rates will remain low for the next 2 to 3 years at least. The number of homes being sold above owner expectations has risen in the past year. The figures showed a significant increase in market confidence in every state except Tasmania. Analysis by realestate.com.au has found 41% of buyers nationwide in September and October were willing to bid above the asking price. At the same time last year, the figure was almost half, at 23%. The hottest properties for home buyers are those priced between the $500,000 to $1.5 million mark, with 39% of buyers looking in this price range. Many buyers have now moved up from the sub $400,000 bracket, which accounted for 49% of buyers a year ago, but just 38% now. With low interest rates and limited properties available, investors are returning to the market, said realestate.com.au, adding that 49% of buyers believe prices will continue to rise in the next 6 months.
Okay, now we're going to talk with Gary Morgan from Coldwell Banker Property Direct. We featured Gary Morgan in an earlier interview, in an earlier episode earlier this year, and Gary's back with us. He's going to give us an update on the Brisbane market. There's lots been happening in the Brisbane market, and we're also going to go through a project that we recently sold down with him as a bit of a case study. So let's welcome Gary Morgan. Thanks very much for joining us again, Gary, on PropertyWise. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Oh, thanks for inviting me, Ben. Much appreciated.
My pleasure. Look, there certainly seems to be some changes in the Brisbane market that we've noticed regarding buyer activity, and I just wanted to ask you what you've noticed in the marketplace.
We've definitely noticed an increase in inquiry and also the levels of transactions that we're currently doing. It lifted very quickly after the last election.
Right.
So once the election was out of the way and with the lower interest rates, we've seen the Brisbane market really just literally turn around overnight.
Right.
It's gone from zero to 100.
Wow.
Very, very quickly.
And have you, do you think some people were sitting on their hands prior to that, so there was some pent-up demand?
Absolutely. It's pent-up demand that's driven it. Low interest rates, They're the two key factors. And also the $15,000 government bonus for buying new property with the first home purchases. That made a significant difference as well.
Now, who's driving this? I mean, due to that $15,000 grant, is it a lot of owner-occupiers, or we also see investors in the mix as well?
I think that'll depend on the suburb where a project's located.
Right.
Some projects are more orientated towards owner-occupiers. Some suburbs are more appealing due to high yields or whatever. So that can vary just depending on the project. So that's a hard question to answer, but I could suggest that really it's both ends of the market. It's just coming from everywhere, really.
Sure. Now, you recently marketed a project for us. It's a 22-townhouse project, and I think we had 15 in there for sale.
Yep.
Now, the sales far exceeded our expectations, and we're very happy with the result. What do you think were some of the key ingredients, obviously, as well as this general surge in the market, in making this project such a success?
Well, firstly, I think even with the increased activity in the marketplace, I'm not sure that there would have been a much higher outcome than where we were at. That project would have had to cross the 500,000 threshold, and whether then it may have started to feel a little bit of resistance, a moot point.
Right.
But I guess one of the key things was just getting all the processes right from the beginning to the end.
I mean,
it's pretty simple. If you're doing something, you basically, you're doing any marketing or whatever, or going to the market, you'd really need every ingredient to be working for you.
Sure.
So right from the selling, pretty close to the construction valuation there, through to the launch process and introducing the project and making it appeal as a special or a new release opportunity.
Sure.
Just the general project marketing philosophies and also having the right tools at the hands of the salesperson so they can actually close each individual buyer.
Right.
And it's a question of having the right tools. And often if there is a glaring error or a glaring area where there are mistakes, that or things that aren't done appropriately, it would really revolve around the lack of the right tools. So,
right. And when you talk about tools, I mean, I'm assuming you're referring to all of that material and so forth that we did spend quite a lot of time putting together and making sure we had all the artist impressions and brochures and websites, all those kinds of things.
Exactly. And it's just knowing how to put all of that together. And then also during the sales process, you know, functioning in the expression of interest format and getting people to really move quickly.
Right.
It's just all of the ingredients were right through the process.
Sure. And, I mean, the product itself too obviously plays a part.
Oh, absolutely. The product's got to be the right product for the right location. It's got to tick boxes and, you know, that formula has to be right. But we don't necessarily work with every development or every developer or every project. It's each situation we have to analyse, you know, the product mix, if it's right for that area, the price points are okay and so on. That project was the right project for that location. The product mix was perfect and, you know, that's really how you have to do everything.
Yeah,
if
absolutely.
If you're going to be a success as a developer or even a project marketer.
Now, just to give people a bit of a sense of how the market's moving, that project, how long did that take us to sell down? It was only a few weeks, wasn't it?
We were pretty much over by 2.5 weeks.
Wow.
Then there was just a couple left, as you realised. And,
yep.
And also that allowed for some price increases, which we haven't had price increases in the Brisbane market for a long time. You know, it was encouraging. And once that price increase came in, it locked in all the previous buyers, and it also created a sense of urgency, like if we don't move now, there's a price rise coming in a couple of weeks, so, you know, that strategy worked very well in that instance.
Sign of the times, isn't it, really? Like
it,
you said, you couldn't have
time.
Done that for
exactly.
for years gone by. There would be no even thought of increasing prices.
Oh, absolutely, and we're starting to see that now, and I guess that comes down to when we priced the project originally. As you know, we put our opinions forward in relation to pricing. We had a low, medium and high price range.
Sure.
And it's probably the way we went about it was to start with a lower price range, get the project moving, move to your acceptable price range, and then towards the end of a project, then move it up to the higher level.
Right.
Because the project's obviously more appealing the closer it is to completion.
Absolutely.
So, again, it's having all of those factors in line and knowing, you know, how to go about that as well.
Absolutely. Now, changing gears a bit, Gary, most of our listeners are people that are interested in purchasing property. So as far as buyers are concerned in the current market, say investors looking to secure off-plan purchases, have you got any advice to give them in these conditions as to what they need to be doing to secure properties and build their portfolio?
They really need to listen to demographic changes so that they're buying a property that will be appealing in the 5 to 10 year time frame.
Right.
So first thing would be we're seeing a lot of one bedroom apartments now very popular, and that's a sign of a demographic shift, aging population, and also more first home buyers willing to buy into a lower priced entry point into the market.
Right.
So that's a sign of a changing marketplace. So to be aware of trends and what sort of changes may be coming into the future, I think is important. Obviously, the best offers that someone's going to make or a developer will make is very early. So if you're going to buy off the plan, try to buy as early as possible.
Sure, and there's more stock to choose from at that point as well, obviously.
Exactly. Then you can pick the easterly apartment that's high up that has the city view, and you also get the best possible price points. And if we are in a rising market, then in 12 months' time, then there could be some price growth on price lists, etc. So always advisable to move as soon as possible.
Fantastic, Gary. Well, look, thanks very much for your time today. It's been a pleasure to have you back on, and we wish you a Merry Christmas and hope to hear from you again in the new year.
Terrific, and hope you have a Merry Christmas as well, Ben, and all your listeners. Thank you.
Thanks, Gary. Goodbye.
Bye.
Okay, let's cut over to the second half of the headline news.
According to the Real Estate Institute of Australia, the recent uplift in the national housing market is set to continue into 2014. The announcement was based on figures for the September quarter that showed an increase in the weighted average median house price. Data from the Bendigo Bank and the Real Estate Institute of Australia shows an increase of 3% in the weighted average capital city median house price in the September quarter, and a 9.5% increase compared to the same time last year. The industry body said their assessment was based on the expectation that interest rates would stay relatively low, and the market wasn't affected by any unexpected global issues. The Real Estate Institute of Australia said there was good news for property investors in some centres as well, where the median house rent for three-bedroom houses in Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane and Darwin increasing over the September quarter. The report found the weighted average median house price for 8 capital cities was now $562,503, with Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane and Hobart contributing to the increase. However, Perth recorded the biggest drop, falling 3.68%. And finally this week, investors take note. The country's biggest underwriter of lenders, Mortgage Insurance, recently said they would no longer accept off-the-plan or new properties as security when purchased in self-managed super funds. Genworth announced that from December 19, 2013, off-the-plan purchases and new properties that have been fully completed for less than 12 months and or have not been previously sold since construction are no longer acceptable. This is going to affect you if you as the vendor are also the developer-builder or a related party of the developer-builder. Genworth's role in the finance world is to ensure a bank does not lose any money if a borrower cannot meet their loan repayments. If the bank is forced to sell the property and is still left short, the mortgage insurer fills the gap. By preventing their self-managed superfund clients from investing in properties they think are risky investments, Genworth is both protecting its own bottom line and providing a level of protection for these investors. The government is making it appealing for first home buyers to invest in new properties only because it knows how important the building industry is to the economy. The recent first home buyers policy solves a short-term problem by creating jobs in the building sector. However, in the long run, it is likely to place young first home buyers under financial pressure. This is because new properties tend to have a low land-to-asset ratio, meaning most of the value is tied up in the building, not the land. It is the land that appreciates in value and buildings depreciate. The policy fails to acknowledge the dynamics of the property market and lures them into buying properties that well-educated investors are avoiding. And that's it for PropertyWise News.
And that's going to wrap up 2013 for PropertyWise. I want to thank everyone very much for listening to us over the year. It's been a great year. We've learned a lot and we're looking forward to a very big 2014. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year and safe holidays. If you get a chance over the holiday break, we do welcome you to visit our website, post comments, post questions. We'll get back to them in the new year and we might even feature your questions on the next episode. Stay tuned and we look forward to being with you in 2014.
PropertyWise.